Unit 14, page 220. Read.
Staying connected. Abigail Thompson's school friends can find out what she is doing almost every minute by checking Facebook. Vince Stevenson stays in touch with his family the same way. Vince says,
I had to join. My grandkids all use it, and I want to be involved in their lives.
Magda Tilia, an English teacher in Romania, has created an international online community for her class using another social media site. Her students are able to discuss lessons and chat with other students in France, Turkey, and Greece. She says,
students don't have to use the site. Class is just more fun for the ones who do.
Besides staying connected, social networking can also be a great tool for making new friends. But, just like making friends at work or school, you have to make the effort to meet people with similar interests. Is Survivor a reality TV show you could never miss? If so, you might consider joining a Survivor interest group and beginning conversations with people there. Once you've made some friends, you should keep posting comments, photos, and videos that people can respond to. However, while you're having fun getting to know people, you must never forget that what you put on the internet isn't really private. Even if your posts are only available to friends, embarrassing content can still become public. So maybe you'd better think twice before posting those party photos. Once they're out there, you can't take them back. Social networking is a great resource for students. When you're applying to school, you can network by chatting with current students. They could give you an inside view of the school you're interested in. Once in school, you can form study groups, organize your schedule, and much more. But be careful, you might also find yourself wasting valuable study time. Recently, Abigail has decided she's got to limit her social media use.
I must waste hours a day online. I'm always chatting and not doing homework.
She said, but she's still a big fan.
I believe everyone ought to use social networking.
She is quick to point out.
It's a big world out there, and you can meet a lot of interesting new people and stay connected with those you already know. You just have to know when to say enough is enough and sign off.